Good morning. Thank you all very much for being here this morning. I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. It's worth repeating. The world has robbed another concept from God. So I'd like for us to focus on how we've been empowered and what God's holy word says about being empowered in our lives. Obviously, groups of people. Funny thing about it is, we think just recently in the last 20, 30, 50 years, people have been empowered, which is true in our world and our culture. But God's word and the empowerment that brought when Christ came to the earth to all mankind is far more powerful, far more precious. And it's the type of empowerment to be empowered that we should think of. This actually, the title of this lesson was before last week's, which was Enriched. And I thought about this on the way to work, and the thought came to me, and I started thinking about it. And I said, man, that's going to be this lesson. And later on in the week, I started thinking about enrichment, and got them flip-flopped a little bit. As we look at our scripture today, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, the world wants us to think that we use our faith as a crutch, that we need help, and we can't stand on our own two feet. Yes and no. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, which the world thinks we have, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has created us in His image. And for us to understand what power and love and a sound mind is, we need to look unto Him and to listen to His words and make sure they're working on our hearts. To empower or being empowered is to give someone the authority or to give someone the power to do something. To make stronger and more confident. Especially in being able to control their lives and their rights. I don't know about you, but I want to be empowered. I would like to be empowering to those people around me. I like to have authority. Some of you that don't care about it, you know. All authority has been given to us. But the power to do something. The world wants you to think that you need this or you need that to be empowered to do something. Really all you need is faith. To stand on faith. What a great lesson and study and reasoning session we had with ourselves this morning about faith. I don't know about you, but it makes being empowered makes you stronger. How many of us got up and said, you know, I think I'm going to be a little weak today. I think I'm going to be weaker today. Being weaker is going to help me be more successful. It's going to help me be more loving. It's going to help me be more kind. It's going to help me overcome Satan when he tempts me. We want to be empowered. God has blessed us with empowerment. We want to be more confident. Funny thing about it, you know, we talk about that. We want to be more confident and stronger and controlling our own lives. And as we talked about this morning, walking by faith is giving your life over to Christ, putting yourself in His hands, and grabbing hold of His empowerment, not to be self-empowered, but powered by love and grace and mercy and the Almighty God. It includes love and a sound mind. In Mark chapter 12, it is written, Jesus said, therefore, in the resurrection, when they rise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had her as wife. Let's question Jesus. They came to him. And Jesus answered and said to them, Are you not therefore mistaken because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. I dare say our world tries to tempt us with powers, and just like Satan tempted Christ, with all different powers. I'll give you power to do this. If you're a Christian, how can you do that if you're a Christian? Well, when somebody typically asks me that, they're questioning my faith, not their faith. They're questioning my empowerment in Christ, not their empowerment in Christ. They're questioning the power of God in my life, my reliance on His grace and His mercy. Second Peter chapter 1, it is written, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Divine power. It's not just God's power. It is not. Because it says His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He does not want us to be without. He does not want us to be without power. He does not want us to be hopeless. How many of us in our lives have got a raise in our careers by doing absolutely nothing? Brother Bob, leave it to Bob. What about Bob? And it's possible, but highly unlikely. And I ask that question, if you want to be enriched, you've got to open God's Word and get it into your life. You got to believe that His power and His Word is that powerful. You got to walk by faith. We've got to handle our selfish desires that we're tempted with. I'll tell you a story about me. When I was in junior high, I hate to say this is a Bob story, but it's a Bob story. Because it aligns with what he said. Bob, you did something. If not, God was just looking down on you and God bless. But maybe I was in junior high, I was in band, I played cornet, trumpet. I then lived in a broken home. We were supposed to buy a book from the music store to learn what we had for tryouts. And just the situation I was in, I didn't get the book. I didn't practice. So we had tryouts. And I sight read. And I moved up to second chair out of like 8. So I asked, that's my Bob story. I got something, I don't know, maybe it was the practice and I did it with something else. Or was it the repetition of the exact same thing I thought? Did I never pick up my trumpet? No. Did I not try? No. But I say that sometimes when we get blessings, we do things, okay, that enhance us, that enrich our lives. And yes, God sends rain on the just and the unjust. But in order for us to feel enriched, to feel empowered, as we've been studying the last couple Sundays. We have to do our part. Grab a hold of that. Now, we can make each other, like I talked last week, we can make each other feel enriched. We can make each other feel empowered to some extent. But I ask this, is your empowerment in pleasing your boss? Yes. Your empowerment in what you have in the bank account? Yes. Is there empowerment in being successful each day of our life? Yes. But there's more empowerment to pray to God every day. We're walking by faith. Forgive the people that harm us. Love all people for all, no matter what. Spiritually, heavenly kingdom type empowerments are far beyond earthly empowerments we can have. Because we're also empowered to live forever. I don't know if that's the next passage, but in Hebrews it is written, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give an account. I like being empowered. I like being full of life. Had multiple people ask me this morning, how are you doing? I said, great. I could have told you that my knees bother me because I crashed a dirt bike last weekend. I stood on the scales this week. My wife said, you've been losing weight. You ought to stand on the scales. I stood on the scales. I gained 5 pounds. I'm the heaviest I've ever been in my life this week. That's the truth. But I'm empowered by the grace of God. His Holy Spirit's in me. I'm going to live forever. Those things aren't going to control me and my thoughts and my actions. Even though I could say, man, woe is me. I'm fat and crippled today. Ain't doing so good. I'm great because I've been saved by the blood of Christ. I'm living in the kingdom of heaven along with this world. Not just in the world. I'm empowered. And you wonder why some people aren't here and some people give up on Jesus. Well, you read the last part of this passage. Their spirits and hearts and their thoughts are dark. And they do not want to be empowered by the love of Christ. They turn from grace and mercy and forgiveness. Because they're still selfish and they want to follow the way of sin. They don't want to be naked to God. But folks, there's empowerment by opening our hearts and recognize God is there with us and He loves us and He's that type of God and Father from above. Ephesians chapter 6, it is written, and you masters do the same things to them. Give up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You ladies use this passage, I think, at the retreat this weekend, a little bit, potentially. In the power of his might. I'll give you an example at work. There's people who do stuff every day that gets to me. I had to answer something as simple as a dumpster not being emptied by the school system where we're working because somebody else had a construction dumpster in the way. And I'll have it done. I'll have it taken care of. The next day, hey man, it's not done. I'll have it done. I'll have it taken care of. They're on their way. It's not done. Email got sent all the way up the head of the school. So it comes back down to me.
So I got to eat crow for somebody. I'm trying to get to do the right thing for 2-3 days. I even went out there with skid steer and tried to move it around to get it out of the way. Skid steer we had wasn't heavy enough. I need a little hole. Didn't have a little hole. So those of you know what I'm talking about. Didn't have a big enough piece of equipment. I let those people know that they let me down. But I let them know in the spirit, in the power of His might, as professionally as in Christ as I could. I could have said, "You know how terrible you are, and how idiotic you are, and how much you lie to me," and I could have went on and on and on. It wasn't him, by the way. And I've learned, as we empower ourselves by walking with Christ in our lives, the power of His mind. Did I change some people? Yes. I had to accept the wrongs of some other people and bear their burdens. It's written. I know it says bear one another's burdens when we're talking about us, but that's being empowered by Him and being successful in our daily lives. Walking by faith. Given our thoughts and our minds and our hearts to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's why I was giving you an example a little bit earlier in the lesson. You know, if people that know that I preach on Sunday mornings at work, if they saw me doing that to him, if I acted in a way that wasn't Christ-like, maybe justified, so to speak, in the world, and the way some people like to manage things, I've learned the best way to manage relationships and do my job is following Jesus. And the world wants to tell you, you can't do that. You can't be successful following Jesus. You can't be empowered by following Jesus. Wrong. I'm telling you, wrong. You're more empowered by saying yes to Jesus. I need your help. I will follow you. The power of His might. Continue in Ephesians. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Power that works in us. It's working in us. We need to embrace it. It's a work. Doesn't say it's completed yet, right? But it's at work in us. Believe in that power. Just like I said, it's my choice to follow Christ in my everyday walk. It's my choice to forgive the people that just never learn how to drive right. I saw tens of them this week on the way home from work. Some on the way. Saturday. Crazy people must be out. I worked yesterday, so I'm on my way home, normal time. First off, they drive slower than we do during the week for some reason. I don't know. Yeah. 10 mile an hour difference on the interstate for most people. I don't know, hurry to get to work, hurry to get home from work. Saturday, yes, I guess I'm not on my way to work. Just cutting over in lanes, almost causing wrecks. I'm talking to Kelly on the phone. That's craziness. I did beat my horn once just to let him know. I love you. We need to let that power work within us. In Corinthians it is written, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach, and the stomach for foods. But God will destroy both it and them. now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. I brought this up because I will not be brought under the power of any. Now, at the end of the lesson, you're going to say, but God, because that's why I've added that at the end of the lesson. But for us to be think about that for a minute. In order for me, for you that don't know, I smoked cigarettes for years. I chewed tobacco for years. And one of the ways in which I was able to quit those habits is recognizing that it was a power over me. And I wasn't free. I'm not, and some of you might still utilize that stuff, same way with alcohol and those other things, to be empowered by it. It's your release. You're too stressed out. Could be sugar. Could be all kinds of things. But I ask us as children of the Most High God to make sure we are empowered by Him above all those things. And if something has more power over you than your faith and your love for Christ, I pray for you. I ask you to consider, I ask us to consider that, okay? I got something I need to work on too. Okay? But I'm being open and honest that there's things in our lives that take control of us. And we need to be empowered by the words of Christ and His love and His forgiveness. Just like I was talking about my weight and my knee and just, you know, it's our perspective and our attitude a lot of times. I will not be brought under the power of any, because I am under the power of Christ, the power of God, the Almighty, true, and living God in my life. In 1 Corinthians, it is written, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring nothing to the understanding of the prudent." And continuing on in this passage, "But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." To be empowered by the God Almighty and His truth. The world wants us to rely on ourselves to be empowered. When I was reading this first passage, "But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God." We recognize that. We're thankful of that. We're grateful of that. We partake of a memorial that reminds us of that. And it is so precious to us. And it's tough in our hearts. I don't know about you. It's tough for people not to be able to embrace that power that is of God. But I pray for us, for our faith to remain strong, that we don't rely on their words, their wisdom, their understanding, their foolishness, their stumbling blocks. But rely on the power of God, who is Jesus, who is Jesus. Last passage this morning, it comes from Romans. "So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, and for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written,
The just shall live by faith. Ties right in with our Bible study lesson this morning. By providence, perhaps. I plead with you this morning to recall this week to be empowered by the words of God, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And God's word, Jesus said, "Do you not know the power of God? His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness." The word of God is living and powerful. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I will not be brought under the power of any but God. The message of the cross is the power of God. Christ is the power of God. If you've not placed your heart into that empowerment, may I plead with you to do that this morning. Or if you need prayers or help in any way, we love you, we care about you, and we want to help you. If you have a need that we can help with, we encourage you to come as we stand and sing. The gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation.